Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Good morning, I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot.
As someone who has zero belief in superstitions or astrological nonsense, I think full moon lunacy is real.
That really? Seems to be counter to what you started your sentence
I know.
Why is it? What makes you think it's real?
Because it seems like it really does correspond with people doing weird things when there's a full moon.
I agree.
Like yesterday was the peak of the full moon. Today it's still very, very bright, but yesterday was the peak. Yeah. And yesterday, Kelly has weird dude on her porch for no reason. I try to pull into the parking lot and have to wait several seconds while a man has his hands in the air and is sashaying and listening to music.
Okay.
At 5 a.m. And like there were
just having
like,
a good time,
there were a lot
man.
Of, like little things like that where you go, I think there's really something to this. Like it wasn't like really crazy, but just seems a little out of the ordinary for a typical day.
You just go, weird enough that you can blame it on the moon.
And then, a man say sashaying at 5 a.m. and dancing it's pretty out of the ordinary.
That was really strange.
Is that chaos?
Really strange. It was.
Sounds like a dance party.
Yeah, it was less chaotic and more just like, well, that guy's enjoying himself. I mean, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, Hot Wings, and I hate to admit this, and I'm not sure if it's because I'm getting older or because I've just been here longer, so I'm noticing it more. It is a little chaotic in our downtown.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious? Every street I turn on is closed. It's all under construction.
You mean marked with a sign that's stationary
so
and orange?
There's construction. Yeah, construction is chaos?
Wow. It makes my route here chaotic, and then I have to go down certain streets.
Live like
that
2 miles away.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Why do I have to go down 30 different chaotic. Streets to go 2 miles? It's crazy. And then these streets I'm going down, I'm like, these people are wild. Like they're just not like regular homeless people. I feel sympathy. I'm like, dang, it's either cold or hot or uncomfortable. You're homeless. It sucks. But some of these people, I'm like, you're crazy. You might have a home and just be out here roaming doing crazy stuff. I don't
so
even,
these
I can't
mystery
tell
streets
anymore.
You go down, they're rooting you from a broken streets to crazy street.
Yeah, not
and
even
and then you
names.
See,
yeah. Lawless out
you
there.
See mystery oh, people that are walking around doing crazy things like.
We call them strangers and they're flailing about.
Yeah. You see a lot of flailing?
You just saw what Hot Wings did.
No, you.
Yes,
you.
I see a lot of flailing. I see a lot of people wandering into the street when it's a green light and you shouldn't be doing that.
Don't you
and
like I'm, a walkable
oh,
city?
That intersection's like the Walking Dead.
Thank
seven
you.
Out of see, ten days.
Oh, you're on board now?
Yeah. See? The number of days that there are somebody wearing all black crossing, not at a crosswalk, right in front of your car is outrageous.
It's one of the great American tragedies that the homeless don't purchase more reflective clothing.
Well, they should still kind of not walk in front of your car in the dark.
I mean,
you know,
how dare
it's still chaotic. That's
it's
a chaotic
hard to keep
thing.
Your whites bright when you don't have washing machines.
Oh, no. Okay. When you put it like that, it makes it feel bad. But I do still agree with the idea that you should be watching the intersection no matter what color clothes you're in.
Well, especially when you're not even at an intersection. Like, well, you're just stepping out into the darkness.
You know, the homeless love to jaywalk way more than the homed.
Hey,
I've never seen a homed person jaywalk every day, all the time, every day
well,
at lunch.
You know, I mean, still. Yeah, no, you
know,
see,
it's far more chaotic when I leave work and there's people downtown and cars and things and lights and food trucks. You know, and it's not when I come in and there might be one person hovering near an intersection or walking across the bridge.
No. Or there's somebody napping in our alley in front of the door we go in.
Oh, yeah,
or they're digging through the trash. You remember that balloon?
Yeah.
There was a man sleeping on my porch yesterday.
We had people sleeping in the lobby 3 days in a row.
Exactly.
And you know what? Everything's
chaotic.
Fine.
It added a degree of chaos that isn't normally there.
That's what
And
it
also,
exactly.
You can make the argument about, people jaywalk in the day. Yeah, but I can see them because it's day.
Steve,
like,
you remember
when they jaywalk in the dark? Steve, that's different.
Do you remember like a month ago when Hot Wings grew up in suburban Detroit and Kelly had lived in Atlanta for a decade and they were big city people?
Yeah.
But now they're blinking stoplight small town morons who who are like, "Ooh, big city scared." And I don't mean that insulting. I grew up in that small town. I'm insulting you guys. You're morons. Dumb.
Okay, I will run those blinking lights. I don't care about those. And there's crazy people everywhere. But there is something special about a strut here that some people have. And I'm like, you are a little more chaotic than I'm used to.
A special
strut. I don't
strut.
Know if it's
a
with the cold strut, yes. or what it is. But I'm like, are you about to dart in front of my car for like insurance fraud? I don't know. I can't tell.
But again, to my main point, the original point, the full moon, that happens more.
Yes.
Blame it on the moon.
Like yesterday, I mean, I really did think as I was driving from through downtown, I'm like, was there like a weird homeless dance party last night that everyone's now recovering from in every door stoop? Because there's a lot of, there's still a lot of weirdness happening right now.
A lot of door sleeping?
There was. Yesterday, like, there was a lot of it. And porch sleeping.
I think that summer for the homeless is more what we're
Yeah, I know, but
at.
I drive here every day, and normally I don't see any of that. And yesterday I saw like four dudes in different doorways and one guy sashaying in front of me to his own dance party. Like, it was a weird morning.
We gotta shoot that moon down.
Yeah.
That's the only possible thing.
Just the weirdos were out,
okay,
man.
Okay, but if homeless people did a flash mob, I feel like they could raise a lot of money really quickly.
That'd be rad. That cool. would be awesome. I would dig
Where are
that.
They getting the money from? We're out of time, but I need to know the answer to that question. With
people
this flash mob from the homeless is going to make people give money to whom?
No, I would give
homeless.
Money to them because it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And all they need is a boombox.
So you would pay the homeless to do a flash mob?
I'd definitely go give them.
It's
going to
be a lot less surprising that way.
Yeah, I would tip them for some good entertainment.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.